Call you Theodore. You can call me whatever you want. Dig the whiskers, man. Dig the look. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, not too much, man. Just happy to be here. Thanks for the opportunity. Black Hat is always an awesome time to see what new technologies are out there, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
And you're launching something new, CanIGetHacked.com. I like the name.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. CanIGetHacked.com is a startup based out of Houston, Texas. Shout out to Station Houston as well as Houston Technology Center and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for helping us get that off the ground. We see Houston as a technology hub that's in a transition, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Excellent. Now, what do you guys do?
Yeah, so what we saw in the industry is that business decision makers of medium, large, small-sized companies, after the elections last year, they wanted to get involved in cybersecurity. They wanted to assess themselves, but they didn't really have a good foothold or starting point, right? So we said, we can come out with something that is super illustrative, super simple, that drives decisions with strategic level audits. And we did that in March with a beta version of this year, and we had a lot of success doing it.
Excellent. Now, I like the name Can I Get Hacked? My name would be May I Get Hacked, because I do get hacked for some reason all the time. I put all these things in my computer, and I still get somebody in our home network screwing around.
Right.
So how could you guys help me with that?
Yeah, so it depends on really what level of security maturity you have, what level of cyber posture you have. So the name pretty much explains exactly what we do. We try to figure out what is the what level of cybersecurity maturity are you at? What are your missing controls? And then what are the controls that you really need to implement so that you maintain a certain level of security for regulatory compliance based on your industry, or just a financial security from a business owner's perspective? And what's really unique is that when we launched in March, we were aimed at really targeting the business owners, decision makers that did not have integral IT staffs. And what the market actually responded back with was, we had Fortune 25 companies, Fortune 100 companies come to say to us, can you do this same thing across the entire supply chain?
Oh, interesting. All right.
Yeah, and so we've really had a really nice transition into our product market fit, where we're really identifying where the pain points are within the industry. And when you look at the amount of outsourcing that's happening right now, when you take a look at the amount of third-party attacks that happened in 2016, over 50%, you really start to get an idea that even if you as a company have a really strong security posture, that doesn't mean that the relationships that you have with other companies is totally secure. And that's where we really see the market going in this particular space.
Now, Dorothy, ask a more intelligent question than I do.
That's quite all right. you mentioned regulatory compliance.
Uh-huh.
So we look at healthcare, oil and gas, financial services in particular. All of the banks, insurance companies, and the approved or licensed Bitcoin currency, e-currency companies that are regulated by the New York State Department of Financial Services, the third stage of that will be compliance for third-party vendors.
Yeah,
you have some time, 2019.
Yeah, and we also see it in the utility sector with NERC-CIP. Oil and gas is actually a little bit further behind. They don't have yet a regulatory compliance specific for third parties. And that's really in the Gulf Coast region where we're focusing most of our efforts with our pioneering clients. We're understanding that these incredibly large, sophisticated infrastructure groups and companies, they don't like the financial services or like HIPAA compliance. They don't always have a regulatory compliance subset of standards to live by. And so right now it's really up to the individual groups, the IT staffs, the security staffs, to figure out what they want to implement. And so I see this market growing incredibly fast over the next couple of years. You know, you've seen about, in the last 18 months, 200 million VC capital funds, venture capitalist funds going to companies that relatively look at third-party risks.
Okay.
It's a growing market. We really think that the next 2 to 3 years is going to be a lot of innovation, a lot of collaboration, and it all goes back to regulatory compliance, securing your company from a financial perspective, and figuring out, if I did get hacked, when I do get hacked, what are the business impacts that I'm going to experience? And that's where we focused. We said, look, it's not just about understanding where gaps are. It's about what those gaps mean from a relationship perspective, both internal to my company and external. So we've got 12 modules right now, for instance, like PCI, HIPAA, PCD, FFIEC, for credit unions. And so we're basing all of our strategic auditing tools off of those regulatory compliance.
Right. Operational audit is critical.
Yeah.
And the CISO, the people who don't sleep that well at night, are worried about the third-party vendor risk. We looked at what happened with Dun & Bradstreet with the third-party marketing company in Waltham, Massachusetts. Can you speak about a specific use case for using a dashboard, for example?
Yeah, so, well, back to what you just said, you know, financial and healthcare have always been really big targets, okay? But what we're starting to see is that it's not just the CISO that's experiencing this pain. We have talked to so many of our innovation partners where we really went to really, really big companies and said, hey, what do you want to see? What are you missing in this dashboard? And what they've told us is, look, there are different segments of our business that are owning this problem. So you've got legal departments, you've got procurement departments, you've got actual risk, and then you've got IT. You got operational constraints. And so tying all of that in is really difficult. And so what our intelligent auditing platform does is it takes all of those risks and really combines them to figure out for what subset market or what subset problem owner you have, our dashboard is able to give that very, very intelligent amount of data that says, this is how you fix that problem. So it's not just about identifying where the risks are. It's about saying, this is the risk, and this is how you fix it, and we can fix it for you as well. And that's what has really been that product market fit stage for us. When we launched our pilot program in May, in June of this year, we're going to be taking that all the way into December. And what we have had the real distinct pleasure of doing is working with some incredibly large influential companies that have taught us that. They said, look, we don't just want to know where the risks are. We want to fix them.
Yes.
And we want your help doing it because our IT staff or our procurement staff is simply not big enough to respond to this. So we see this as a really, really growing segment. We're really excited about all the different companies that are working in this space to really develop the market where people are realizing third-party risks are really a big problem and something needs to be done about it.
Now, it sounds different than other things I've heard, and I don't know anything about it, right? Tell us how you can distinguish yourself from these other companies that are trying to do things.
Well,
like
I think that first and foremost, right now, I think we're in an innovative state with this level of complexity and yet simplicity, right? We're taking a look at companies that are external to our networks, and we're trying to figure out, is that one bad? Is this one bad? Which one should we place our focus on? So I think that right now, collaboration is key, and there's a lot of companies that are out there working to figure out what data that companies really want to use. I'd say what's a differentiator for us is tying it all back to a business impact. We understand that ever since the end of 2016, companies are looking for ways to actually make changes. They want to know what focus area is going to drive the most change for their company. We see that in cyber insurance, we see that in regulatory compliance, we see that in outages, and all of these costs that are associated with cyber attacks. So a key differentiator for us and what the market has really responded well is simplicity, illustrative designs in our dashboard, and driving directly to the problem by being able to show the business impact of a particular control.
Yeah, it reminds me of some physical security models in a way, right?
Sure.
Because in physical security, that's, let's call it the real world, right? It's tangible. I have to stop a guy, I have to block a guy now. It's immediate. It's
right
in your face. Access control, inventory control, that sort of thing. And I get that feel from what you're saying about this. Because a lot of these things are treated like, oh, there's a risk out there on the Ethernet somewhere. We're gonna have a meeting about it and do something about it and put it in software. Yours is like, okay, let's push that button and stop it now.
Yeah.
It's almost a physical security response. It's very cool.
Well, so Can I Get Hacked was developed on the premise and the idea and the problem that there's literally thousands of controls out there. There's thousands of options.
Right.
We want to get right to the bottom line, say, look, this is exactly where you should focus your efforts, and that gives the decision maker the ability to say yes or no. The biggest problem is that, and I think a lot of people are talking about this at Black Hat, is you've got this strategic business level, what's the impact on a large scale, then you've got, this is the problem, this is your technical solution, this is the
Silo.
Yeah, it's very siloed. Yeah. So we're bridging that gap.
Yeah.
And we're trying to bring some incredible people like our co-founder and CTO, Sharice Esparza. She's got more experience from a technical and strategic perspective than anybody I know her age. And she's really leading that charge. She's saying, look, companies don't just want to know, here are the 1,000 risks, because that's traditionally is what we see. A lot of technology companies have added their value. They said, look at all the risks we found.
Yeah, that's like, what are we going to do about it?
Look at all these things that we found. And you see that, you know, in some of our other people on the staff have been auditors. And their experience is like, well, let me build a 40-page report for you on all the risks. That doesn't drive decisions as well as
you know,
think.
That's like cameras. there's a camera of somebody stealing my VCR. I know that because it's missing.
Right.
I don't need the camera to reinforce that.
Right.
It's very similar.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're just to do it. We know there's a problem. Let's tell me what the fix is. That's important. Now, what keeps you awake at night?
Oh, that's easy.
What do you worry about?
A cyber attack on our critical infrastructure that cripples America.
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
We see it. We see it. We saw it last year in the Ukraine. There was a great class on it earlier yesterday. We see a different vision in the Gulf Coast region just because we're so tied to energy. We're so tied to oil and gas. There's some really, really great people out there that are struggling to really secure their systems, and it's tougher than it looks.
And you're a veteran yourself.
Yeah, I am.
So you have a different perspective on that. Thanks for your service.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Ted Gutierrez, canibehacked.com. And the follow-up will be, what's the follow-up .com? I will be hacked eventually.com is the next one.
Yeah. We'll stay in touch next year at next year here.
All right, thanks for coming
so
on
much.
Black Hat 2017.
Appreciate that. You'll have a wonderful day.
We'll be up next with a couple more interviews, so stand by. Thanks.